The Coach Curl podcast is brought to you by Think and Grow Business, the home of the Think and Grow Business Mastermind. If you're serious about growing your business, get serious and join a mastermind group today. Find out more at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au.
Hey there, it's Tony here and welcome to episode 89 of the Coach Curl podcast, our sixth in the series of creating your steel cage mindset. Today we talk about commitment. Hey there, it's Tony here and welcome to the Coach Curl podcast. This is episode 89. It's our sixth in the series of the nine ways to create a steel cage mindset. We're two-thirds of the way through setting your new mindset to help make you invincible. Now, we've received some really good feedback and thank you very much for sharing that with us. I just want to share one from Josephine. Now, Josephine Foot starts off with thank you. She gives us a bit of a story about she's always been into personal development. She's read a lot of books. She's listened, in her words, to some of the smartest people on the planet, but has always struggled to get going, struggled to make a difference in her own life. So she's almost felt like that none of this was working. And she just shares with us that she started after listening to the episode on discipline, on how we create discipline within the steel cage mindset, she started getting up 15 minutes earlier and has been spending that time walking and talking nice to herself. And she started to get a real kick out of doing that, being disciplined enough to get up 15 minutes earlier, getting out there, going for a walk and talking nicely to yourself. And it's actually started to impact her. She's noticed that it's benefiting her in many other ways. Knuckling down at work, she says, getting through tasks that she hates. It's simple and effective, and she's given us a huge thanks for finally giving her something that works. Well, you've done the work, Josephine. That's the key. That's the key here with any of this. It's not that I've changed people's lives. I've just talked about things that have worked for me. And ultimately, I'm glad that it's been able to work for yourself. She ends the feedback saying that she's now getting up 30 minutes earlier and she's having more energy during the course of the day. So thanks, Josephine. It's awesome to hear from people. And awesome to know that we're making a difference. It's very pleasing to hear that people resonate. So as you know, life is simple. It's not easy, but it can be simple, and it can be simple once we know what it is that we're looking to achieve. So today we're talking about commitment. Now, commitment is huge. It's a word that's used in many areas of life. We talk about, especially in terms of relationships, you know, we talk about commitment ceremonies, we talk about marriage ceremonies, and they're just some of the ways in which the word commitment is used. And I know from a fact in my own life and from the people that that I communicate with and have networks with and have alliances with, commitment is stronger than a promise. And why do I say that? Commitment is stronger than a promise because we make promises to ourselves all the time and we break them all the time. So we wake up with a hangover. And it's often elicits the promise of never again, I'm never drinking again. We promise to eat better. We promise to stay faithful. We promise to exercise, join a gym. We promise to clear the junk food from the fridge. And we break them all the time. We promise to go to a party with a friend. We promise to go to a business function. We break these promises all the time. And yes, I know people will break their commitment as well. But commitment is a stronger word. We're committing to something. It's huge. And one of the best things that I've ever read about commitment, and one of the things that I apply to my life, as you know, I'm a John Maxwell certified coach, and John Maxwell describes commitment best in a book he wrote called Today Matters. Now, the chapter's catch cry is, "Today's commitment gives me tenacity." And he shares the story of Mickey Mantle in this chapter and how talented and how great he was on the field. Yet it was only with hindsight that Mickey realized that his excessive drinking off the field, or off the diamond in this respect, we're talking baseball, actually limited the results that he achieved on the field. So it was only with hindsight that he was able to understand that. He just thought it was fun at the time. Now, you can only imagine, you can only guess how amazing Mantle would have been if the commitment he displayed on the field was matched by his commitment that he displayed off the field. Your talent, your business, your potential will be limited if commitment isn't displayed in all aspects of your life. And it's foolish of us to think that if we're not committed in one area of our life, that it's not going to impact in an area that we do have talent, that we do have potential. So ultimately, our bad habits will override our good habits. We know that. Ultimately, as we know, the devil wins sometimes. So when we're committed and when we've built that discipline around that commitment, we often will succeed beyond what we ever imagined that we could see. So let's see what Maxwell says. So first up, he explores the why commitment matters. Why does it matter? And he tells us that commitment can change your life. Now, I want you to think about a time that you made a real commitment to something. You know, it may have been a project of work. It may have been to start a new business. And maybe it was to get fit. You know, we've all have these times in our life where we've absolutely committed to something. Maybe it was in the first throes of a new relationship. And often we know that this commitment has come from an event or a series of events, like a string of events. And ultimately, it's either been a catalyst for us to make a commitment to change, or that we've made the choice to change. But we've all had this in our life where we've actually had commitment that has really made an impact. Now, commitment helps us overcome life's obstacles. We all have them. No one leads an obstacle-free, problem-free life. No one. We all have them. You are not alone. But commitment provides that foundation for us to overcome them. It gets tested every day. Absolutely. It gets tested when we fail. It gets tested when we stand alone. Because often, people with commitment will stand alone. A lot of people will take the easy path, for example. A person with commitment takes the right path. So there's a difference. It'll get tested when we face disappointment. So we know that commitment can change your life. We know that commitment helps us overcome life's obstacles. And we know that commitment will get tested each and every day. So when we've committed to something, we empower ourselves to overcome the challenges that we face. Maxwell tells us it comes down to a decision and we manage that decision. It comes down to a decision and then every day we manage that decision. And he asks us, and so some of the steps on how we can build commitment into our life. Count the cost. You know, count the cost. When we've suffered and we acknowledge the pain of that suffering, it helps us build a stronger commitment. Okay, so when we know that something's not working, when we've gone down a path that we thought would open up and hasn't, we count the cost. Now that might be in dollar terms, it might be financial, it might be emotional. But we count the cost and we acknowledge the cost. We acknowledge the pain. We then get determined to pay the price. So once we know what the cost is, we understand what the price will be, what the investment will be moving forward. And are you willing to do that? And are you willing to follow through? Number 3, always strive for excellence. Always strive for excellence. Strive for the best quality. Strive for the best service. Strive for excellence. Now, I don't say perfection because perfection is going to hold you back. We strive for excellence. A couple of more tips that Maxwell talks about. You need to expect it to be a struggle. So commitment lines up with discipline. I mentioned that earlier. It lines up with discipline. It doesn't come easy. It will be challenged internally and externally. Absolutely. If you want to win, you need to know this. We acknowledge this. We know it's not going to be a struggle. We know it's going to be a struggle. We know it's not going to be easy. We know that. Once we acknowledge that, we can really start to build the basis for our commitment. We know we're going to be challenged. We know that. Commitment doesn't rely on talent alone. If you want something out of your day, put something into it. So if you want something out of your day, you must put something into it. You're not going to have a life of commitment by sitting on the couch watching Netflix. So if you want something out of your day, you must put something into it. You know, can I tell you, the world already has enough talented alcoholics talking about what could have been, what should have been. We've already got enough of them. We don't have you being the success that your potential has. So focus on that. Commit to that. Focus on our choices, not the conditions. We have power over our choice. We don't have power over our conditions. You know, I'm running the marathon now. It's coming into our last week before running the New York Marathon. I have no power over the fact that it could be raining on the day. I have power over the choice that I have in accepting that and still being able to run. Create a single-minded focus and do what's right even when you don't feel like it. So create that single-minded focus and do what's right even when you don't feel like it. You know, there were many times that I didn't feel like running during this 12-month journey. But to get up and do it was a victory in itself. So every time you do something that you didn't want to do and you challenge yourself and you get out there and do it, you've won. That's a victory in itself. So get up and start winning. Are you committed enough to you and your successes? Whatever that looks like for you, are you committed enough? Hey, look, thanks for listening. It's Tony here on the Coach Curl podcast. Don't forget, we now have the Coach Curl Academy. Over 60 programs to enhance your mindset, build your business, grow your leadership skills. You can check it out at coachcurl.net or follow the link in the show notes. Over the last couple of months, we've been having great success with an absolutely value-packed digital marketing program. You can sign up at the free 7-day trial for this that's in the show notes, or you can visit totallybuilderall.com. So that's visit totallybuilderall, all one word, .com. Sign up for your 7-day free trial and check it out for yourself. We've got landing pages. You can build yourself an app. I mean, it's just the autoresponders, mailing lists, and it's all included in a low monthly fee. It's absolutely amazing. Don't forget, check out Seriously Simple Stuff to get your Unstuck available at Amazon. I still get a kick, the fact that it's on Walmart.com. It's online at Walmart. I'm a retail nerd at the end of the day, and I love seeing it. It just gives me a great sense of pride and achievement seeing that it's for sale at Walmart online. And you can also check out the author's page at tonycurl.com.au. Don't forget, 20% of every sale goes to support the amazing work that Carter's Cause do, helping Heart Kids Australia in raising funds and awareness for the great work that they do. Hey, thanks again. Thanks for listening in. Next episode, we talk about heart. Until then, don't forget the golden rule. Just don't be an arsehole.